Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for starting. Staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Joanna Brandy is here. Joanna, as I told you earlier, is an original member of our Brain Trust. We've already had the 12th anniversary of her first visit with us back in January of 98. That's already happened earlier this year. We're so glad that we found her. We're so glad that she's agreed to stay with us and stay as a member of our Brain Trust. Of course, As many of you know, and as our Brain Trust members know, we're sort of like the Hotel California around here. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Joanna is one of the top experts in customer care that I've ever met, but she's so much more than that. She's basically a Renaissance woman, including being an author of a number of books, and she's our good friend, Joanna Brandy. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, thank you. It's always my pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Joanna, one of the things I know you've been thinking a lot about lately is building a community of people that my friend Noah St. John calls loving mirrors. People who can look at you, who you can look at, you can talk to each other, and you know that what you're going to be getting back is not only going to be valuable and on point in the context, but even if it stings a little bit, you know it's coming from someone who cares about you.
Right, right.
And that's why
I forgot about Noah's term. It's such a lovely term. I'm
loving
using,
mirrors.
Yeah, it's, loving
mirrors.
It's
Joanna
mirrors.
Brandy's kind of term, isn't it?
Well, it is. I know Noah, and I love Noah's work. And loving mirrors are really important. It helps us understand what we're good at, what we're strong. When I'm teaching positive leadership, which I'm doing a lot of these days, we talk a lot about discovering strengths. And very often, we can't see our own strengths.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't see our own strengths.
In fact, what are our strengths, we actually think are not strengths.
Sometimes that's very true.
We minimize them. We disregard
sometimes
them.
Sometimes that's very, very true. So we need to have someone else reflect back to us what we look like at our best. I belong to several mastermind groups, and I'm starting my own mastermind groups. So I very
tell the
much,
audience what that is.
Well, it's a group of people that get together to think together. A bunch of thinking partners, if you will. Masterminding is a specific technique, but it's also used loosely to describe a group of people that have something in common. Now, that could be, in my case, it could be we all want to work on our goals. One of the mastermind groups that I belong to is focused on a support system for your goals. So we share our goals with each other. We share our weekly activities with each other. We act as an accountability group for each other. We brainstorm together. We've been together. I've been with this group for 2 years in its current form with its current leader. It's mm-hmm. been not quite a year, and so it's a real mixture.
Are these ad hoc groups that two people said let's get together and let's invite this other person in before long?
Not in this case, but they can be ad hoc groups. Another friend of mine.
But in your case, is it more of a
structured?
But also, is it a franchise kind of thing, or is it?
One of them that I belong to is run the core of it's called Diamond Club.
Right.
And Diamond Club is the brainchild of Michael Angier, who's at SuccessNet.org.
Yeah.
And I've known Michael for many years, and Michael runs the original Diamond Club, was a group of, you know, seven or eight people that he got together,
mm-hmm.
and now there are hundreds and hundreds of people, and so there are groups all over the country. So we have the opportunity of masterminding with our individual group.
Do you contribute money to that group?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So it's like a franchise kind of thing.
I guess it is.
There's somebody who's the leader.
There's somebody who's the leader, and he also does mastermind meetings
right.
on the internet. So
right.
there's a big mastermind meeting where everybody can come together and listen to him, and then there are these little what I would call pod meetings that where you've got your own
mm-hmm.
little group. So
well, and the reason I'm pointing this out is, folks, you can start your own, and or you can join one that's being mm-hmm. run by a professional, mm-hmm. and it'll cost you a little money maybe to be a part of that. There are other groups. It grows from there. It grows up to, for example, the TAB boards, the alternative board. Is a national group, and then another level, you know, along that at that level on up the line there is Vistage.
Mm-hmm. That's so a peer so group these organization.
Are these
yeah.
are more CEO kind of roundtable mm-hmm. things, but they're still the essentially they're mastermind groups.
Yeah, and you can do your own. I belong to a group of four women that we do local seminars on women's empowerment and how to be happier. And
so it's a subversive group.
It's a subversive group, yeah. So there's four of us, and we use each other as a mastermind group. So if somebody has, like, for instance, one of the gals in the group just started a radio program and a blog and everything, and she needed help deciding what kind of title to put on it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's the kind of thing where you can call a meeting. We don't have a formal regular meeting with that one.
You didn't tell her to not go the way of the unfortunate Jim Blassingame.
No,
stay away from radio. You might turn out like Blassingame.
Well, actually, I think she's doing podcasts.
Oh, good. That's different.
And well, for the life of me, I can't figure out how it's very different from podcasts. But masterminding, the way that I like to think about it right now is that, you know, there's so much information in the world right now that it's very difficult to wade through it. And to figure out, you know, when it comes time to make a decision or come up with a creative idea, I just don't try to do that alone anymore. So there are certain people that I will reach out to, and generally when I do that, instead of saying, I need your help, generally what I will say is, will you think with me for a while?
That sounds like a commitment. Is that a pickup line? That could be a pickup line.
No, too. It could be, huh? It could be. It would be a pickup line for intellectuals. How's
yeah,
that?
There you go. There you go. That's sort of like the 26th version of What's Your Sign? 21st century version of What's Your Sign?
Hi, would you think with me for a while?
That sounds like something Data would say on Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Maybe, yeah.
So okay, well, good. Well, you've never synced with me. Well, we actually have synced before, you and I, but you never said that to me.
No, I haven't.
Next time we collaborate, you'll have to say that to me.
Will you think with me for a while?
Yeah.
Will you help me think this through?
I'll have to check with my wife to see if I can get a pass, but yeah, absolutely. Okay. Hey, Joanna, hold on to that thought. Give us the website before we go.
It's customercarecoach.com.
Customer Care Coach. You can tell we've known each other a long time, folks. And I care an awful lot about Joanna Brandy. She's the best. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We have lots of stuff there that will help you. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something you can do there, including the outstanding body of work that Joanna Brandy has allowed us to possess from her wisdom, all the time she spent with us in the more than 12 years she's been a member of our Brain Trust. Joanna, customercarecoach.com, right?
Yes, it is.
They can find winning at customer retention and 54 ways to stay positive. All those things are there, right?
Absolutely.
So those are her books, folks. You want to check that out. And you got a lot of other things there that people can...
The Customer Care Coach Program. Yeah,
exactly.
We're in the middle of redoing the entire website. So it's a very interesting place to be. We were talking earlier about thinking, not sinking, Jim, but thinking.
Yeah, I thought you said sinking. And
no,
I thought,
thinking.
Now that's an interesting
H-I-N-K.
Thing. You're thinking thinking, but I think, hey, listen, I like the original. I like the sinking thing. You can sync with me anytime. Hey, Joanna, are you still doing the customer care coach, right?
I am, but we've redone the whole program.
Yep.
We're going to deliver it differently, and when the new website opens, we'll have some news about that. We're in one of those places where we're betwixt and between. We're standing in between the old stuff.
But
and
when
the
you're
new
ready
stuff.
To go in the new direction, when you got all that ready, you're going to be sure to let us know and come back.
Oh,
and talk to
absolutely.
Us about it.
Well, there's a big, you know, I've been getting a lot the presentations I've been doing on positive leadership, Jim, have been so not only warmly received, But I had one of the CEOs that I spoke to actually call the head of his CEO organization and said, you need to make sure that every single group gets this woman in this year with this message.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very, you know, people are really hearing that it's time for a change in how we lead. And this, you know, the positive leadership was designed based on the principles of positive psychology, applied positive psychology.
Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, we have this younger generation now that we have to motivate, and they're very different than we are.
Right.
Those of us, I was in a big meeting the other day, and everyone in the room, with the exception of one guy, was in the baby boom generation.
Right.
And you put a bunch of us baby boomers in the room. Now, we're pretty self-motivated. We get up in the morning, we go to work.
Right.
And, you know, we do our duty kind of thing. And baby boomers seems to be bewildered about, you know, how to motivate these younger generations. I see that you had somebody on, was it yesterday, that talked about generations?
Yes, we've been doing that a couple of times this
week. Yeah, it's very, very important that people understand the difference, because otherwise there is a tendency not to value what they bring. They're energetic, they're bright, they're wonderful, but they cannot be quote-unquote motivated.
And they are different.
They are different. And positive leadership is based on the strengths model, is that we discover what people's strengths are. So in a sense, where we started today talking about loving mirrors, although that is not a language I would use in the business world that
I'm
in.
I agree with you.
But that's really what we're looking for, is how can a manager or a leader be a loving mirror, be an appreciative mirror of the best of our qualities, help us make who we are better,
mm-hmm.
help us find a place in the organization where we get to do what we do best, and then gently move us along and encourage us in the areas where we are not quite as strong. We are so focused on things like strength, weakness.
Would you recommend, and I hadn't thought about this till you started mentioning this earlier, you know, we talked about mastermind groups earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I definitely think that those are important things, important groups for people to be involved in. But in order to get the generations talking together, would you recommend mastermind groups that had a mix of the generations?
I always recommend groups
and maybe with the sole purpose of just not slaying a dragon, not conquering the world, but just communicating and finding out how the other group communicates. Because
mm-hmm.
one of the reasons I'm pointing this out, I hear a lot of people talking about, I see a lot of books coming across this transom talking about what you and I, people in our generation, have to do to accept, to motivate, to manage, etc., the younger generations, and all the things that we have to do to go to their position. I don't see many books or things being written about all that stuff coming the other way.
Well, I think that perhaps that is because they're not reading those books about how to manage up. We are bewildered, in a sense, how to lead and manage. We're the ones that have to make the majority.
But there should be something written about that says, you know, Joanna has been around long enough that she's got something you could learn from. You need to listen to her and benefit from her.
Well, I'm sure there are.
I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen them.
But my point is could the mastermind group be help facilitate that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As long as the people, you know, I think the attitude you come to mastermind with is very, very important. We're there to learn from each other. We're not there to pick apart somebody's ideas, but we're there to reflect back to them not only what we see, but what we feel and what our intuition is saying about what we're looking at. We're there to help someone be accountable. You have to come to mastermind
mm-hmm.
with the right attitude. You can't. This is a voluntary activity.
Yeah.
I do have a mastermind group at one of my clients. It's a positive leadership mastermind group. These are people that have been through my course. And what we do when we get together is we talk about their successes. Because inside an organization,
mm-hmm.
when the top management hasn't embraced positive leadership, but yet they sent all their middle managers to this course, it's difficult for them. So the mastermind group makes them stronger. Because it helps them focus on their success.
I like that. That's a good last word. Hey, Joanna, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Tim, always.
We're looking
my
forward
pleasure.
To getting you back again. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. Can't do without her. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
just like all the rest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.